We're talking with Queen Afee. She's the founder of Domestic Violence Wears Many Tags. She's joining us today. Tell me of your first encounter when you said, I'm about to beat you down, Slam.
Yeah. You sound like me, honey. There was a number of occasions where I said that. But because it was escalating, it was spiraling out of control, and I was getting really good at this thing. Really? Okay, I was critiquing beating up men and talking to them any kind of way and emotionally breaking them down. I was getting very good at this. And it led all the way to me finally saying to my son's father, this 9mm at your forehead and you're going to love me.
Okay, you put a gun to his head.
That's right.
What would possess you to do that?
Me, aggressive.
Now, you use the word, I'm going to make you love me. How do you know he didn't?
In my mind at the time, you're displaying other things. So when you don't meet that quota, what did I say before? There's consequences behind you not meeting that quota.
Okay. What exactly was your quota?
My quota was you report home under all cause. Don't talk to no other women. You can't look at no other women. This is ridiculous, me requiring a man to do that. This is ridiculous, but this is what I was doing. And I took it all the way to new levels. I almost killed myself on a number of occasions trying to track him down and chase him in the car and everything, almost killing myself.
Right.
You know, trying to get to this brother because he better be lucky today. I don't know what would have happened to us because he was in one car, I was in another car. By the grace of God, I did not get to him that day. My behavior was off the chain.
But what did he do to make you chase him in a car?
Oh, what was he doing? He had two women in the car.
Do you think he saw you?
He saw me because I was chasing him.
He
knew I was there.
Okay.
He taking me through all these little alleys and shortcuts and stuff so I wouldn't get to him because he knew, you know, he knew the alleys over there better than I did.
Yeah.
And I just thank God today I didn't get to him.
Yeah.
Amen.
Did you ever send anyone to the hospital?
Yeah, I sent him to the hospital. I stabbed him.
Whoa. You chased him in the car and then you stabbed him in another occasion.
I was with him for 7 years, so this was going on for a period of time.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was not loving me the way I felt like I should have been loved by him.
So why did you stay with him for 7 years?
Because I thought I could make him love me.
Okay. You said that you were going to make him love you.
Absolutely.
He didn't love you the way you wanted to be loved. And so there was a disconnect somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Why did he stay with you?
He stayed with me. You know, research shows that men stay for so many of the same reasons that women stay. They stay for the children because we had children together. So they stay for the children. They stay for financial purposes. You know, they stay for shelter, you know. And they stay because they're brainwashed. They're afraid.
You guys slept in the same bed together, obviously. Did you both sleep sound like nothing could happen to me tonight?
You know, and I always ask that question. Mm-hmm. How can we as victims go to sleep beside the abuser? How do we go to sleep beside the abuser?
Why did you feel you were justified in your actions as an abuser?
Because abusers lead with ego.
Yeah.
So we're not thinking about, are we justified in all of these other things that people think we're thinking about? That's not what we're thinking about. We're thinking about, this is going to happen because I said it's going to happen. And if it doesn't happen, there's going to be some consequences behind it.
Mm-hmm. So now tell us about the stabbing situation. What happened there?
I just came home out the hospital. He really started to go in another zone. Just had my son. I'm in another place. So I'm like, don't play with me. I'm already wearing my attitude on my sleeve. So don't do it because you're going to get it today. So I made my mind up that, you know, he come my way. He going to probably get one and get a good one today. And he did.
We're talking with Queen Afee. She's the founder of Domestic Violence Wears Many Tags. How does this affect your kids? Were your kids around when these
My daughter was around, and this was tearing her up inside. My daughter, when I stabbed her, my daughter opened the door for the police. So she saw the bloodshed everywhere.
At what point in your life did you say, this is not life and I need to change?
Oh, wow, when I almost killed my son.
Tell us about that.
I'm an ex-addict, so I had been consuming lots and lots of alcohol, popping pills, and some other stuff was going on with me. My son was very young, 2 months old in the back of the caravan. But when I passed out, I was all I remember was the light turning red. And I stopped. That's all I remember. And the next thing I woke up, the police was knocking on the window, which woke me up. And of course, I was arrested and everything else. When I went back and God was working with me through this process of healing, and when I went back and got that report, I still get emotional behind it. Because when I went back and got that report.
Yeah. It's okay. It's okay.
I was facing 15 years. And the reckless endangerment charge carries a lot. And they gave me that charge for my son. And I just could not believe, you know, what I had been doing all of this time. I got some things with my daughter. But when I got that report on my son, that just solidified everything for me. I could no longer hurt my children. So that's what brought me into my sure transformation, that I have to do something about this. That there are many women that are victims as well as abusers. There are many men that are victims as well as abusers. There are many teens that are victims as well as abusers. And I have to do something about this. I have to be out there educating both sides.
What are you currently working on right now?
I'm currently working on, of course, the organization is sort of more therapeutic side. We want to try to work with victims and abusers and changing their behavior, educating them. Education is the key to end this fight. We have got to have the talks, have the groups. And I do the anonymous calls for women and men, where they can call in, victims and abusers can call in and get resources, get information about domestic violence and the many tags that it wears. Because I want all of us to identify with these tags, which helps us when we go in relationships or when we're current victims and current abusers, we can identify with this and begin to change our behavior.
Where can somebody who's saying, wow, I'm in an abusive relationship and I need to get out but don't know how, or I'm an abuser and I really don't like it, I don't know why I'm doing it, but I need to change. How can they get in touch with you?
Reach out to me at 202-821-8933. And of course, you can friend request me on Facebook as QUEENAFI. Queen of Fee, all one word. You can certainly catch me there. Got a lot of good stuff going on Facebook. Education for the community. And I do this 365 days a year, 24 hours a day, because I want people to be helped. Whether you are a victim or an abuser, I don't care. I want to help you if you want change.
If you are in need and if you need help, please get in touch with her. Tell her your problems, and I guarantee you that she will help you get out of the situation that you're in. Thank you again.
Thank you.
We're DC's Inspiration Station, Praise 104.1.